You're listening to SBS News.
Exciting year, Olympic year. How exciting is it for athletics? Just talk us about the state of athletics going
into Tokyo. Olympic years are exciting. You know, the athletes wake up and it's inevitable. You do feel different. First of January in an Olympic year, it's no longer next year, it's this year. And that always focuses the mind. And particularly off the back of a hugely successful, in athletic performance, the best world championships we've ever had. So I think, you know, when you see the extraordinary well of young talent coming through last year, end of last year, we finished the season with 25% of our top 10 lists in every discipline, you know, under the age of 24, 23. So that's a great way to go into the season, and already Mondo Duplantis grabbing the headlines with an extraordinary purple patch of pole vaulting. So the most popular question I've always had in the last few years, and you guys will have probably asked it and been asked of it yourselves, is, you know, what do we do now Usain Bolt's not there? And look, you know, Usain was a great athlete, but it's clearly we've got some, I can't remember a time in the sport I'd be more optimistic about the young talent coming through, because it's really punching through, and we've got three or four athletes now in the top 50 most recognisable faces in world sport, which is fantastic.
And we saw what Duplantis did on the weekend, again, over the last 2 weeks. Do you feel like you've got a plethora of young stars ready to take that leap and do what you're saying for so long?
If you look at Doha, we had teenagers winning medals. You know, it's becoming a younger sport. And when you look at, Dalia Mohamed, you look at Sydney McLaughlin, you look at Mondo, you look at young talents like Sam Kendricks, you know, and Hassan, you know, you've got some really outstanding young talent. And I think that I'm really happy, because I don't think it's good for a sport to be highly dependent on just one big character. That's not good commercially, it's not good marketing wise, and I don't think it's good for the sport. I mean, you know, Usain was a humongous talent, and of course we'll miss him. It's like, you know, Muhammad Ali will never be replicated in boxing, but great boxers came through, and we've now got great athletes coming through in his wake, and he's probably inspired them to do that.
And would you fair to say you think you've almost turned a corner in that sense? Like, it's a turning point in the sense that you've moved on from one era, and a new era is sort of going to be ushered into these games, you think? Is that how you're looking at it?
I think so. And there's a real excitement in the sport again, particularly because of that young talent coming through. And we go to Tokyo this year in better shape globally than our sport has been for many, many years. And we've done some hard yards in the last 4 years as well. We've got our governances in place. We've got a new confidence amongst the member federations. And, you know, I take my hat off to the member federations. Athletics Australia is a really good example of that. You know, next year we have the World Cross Country Championships in Bathurst in March. And, you know, it's the willingness of our federations to want to stage these events now. And that is a sign of confidence within the sport, and particularly when you get governments and, you know, tourist authorities coming in behind them.
And do you feel it silly to talk about some of those, you know, experiences the last few years and off the field sort of, you know, off the track sort of stuff? Do you think that's sort of been cleaned up a lot now? All that governance has been redone, and that's,
yeah, look,
it's starting,
know,
to get back
we
to the
We came from a
sport.
Long way back, but, you know, my responsibility when I became federation president was to deal with all the things that were in the in tray, and there were too many of them that had been, you know, the can had been kicked down the road too often. So I just didn't want to I didn't think it was realistic to start talking about innovation, to start talking about refining and re-engineering the one-day meets. It wasn't sensible to even think that we were going to get fresh sponsors until we'd sorted out the stuff close to home. And that really meant re-engineering the organisation. We made 200 changes. We have a new constitution. We have an athletics integrity unit that is unique. There's not another federation that has the same approach to our anti-doping or our anti-corruption programmes. And I'm very proud that the sport has made such great progress in the last 4 years. We've got further to go, but it's been a really promising start.
The IOC spoke last week about coronavirus. What have you been briefed on about that, and what's that?
We postponed the World Indoor Championships in Nanjing, and that, you know, nobody likes doing that, and we've worked very closely with the World Health Organization. Our medical and health and science teams are as good as any in the world, and you know, you just have to deal with it. I hope that this is containable over the next few weeks and we can start reintroducing and, you know, getting some of the travel difficulties out of the way. But yes, it's been a challenge. I'm sure that it's not going to impact ultimately on the quality of the rest of the season though.
And Seb, you're linked to Australia. People might not know this. You're staying in Bondi, I don't know, but just talk to us about your link to Australia.
Well, I've been coming to Australia for 30 odd years. I'm a member of a very exclusive group of people. I'm actually a friend of Australia, and that's, you know, I was appointed to that role alongside people from other parts of the world that just have a deep abiding love for this country. I've been competing here as an athlete from sort of the mid to late 80s onwards, and my daughter went one better and she now lives here, so it gives me the opportunity to come and see her. And you know, any excuse to come to Australia is always very easily taken.